Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Okay, now, children, does anyone know what a polyglot is? See if you can say polyglot. It's a great word to say. Say polyglot. Polyglot. See if you can sneak that into conversation this week with your mates, okay? Anyone know what a polyglot is?
Am I thinking of polygon or is it a shape?
Oh, good try. It's not a shape. Do you know what? I thought it sounds a bit like a glue, doesn't it? It's not a glue either. It's not a shape. I'll tell you what it is. Anyone know what a polyglot is? Yeah, okay. Specifically, it's over five languages. Someone who can speak over five languages. Can anyone speak over five languages fluently? Oh, there's no polyglots in church this morning. Okay, there we go. Look, here's the guy. Here's the guy who can speak 59 languages. His name is Zayd Fazza, and he holds the world record for this. Now, we heard that there are 7,000 languages. So Zayd has got a little way to go yet, hasn't he? Well, there's 59 to learn them all. But there's lots of languages in the world. Now, back to the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came at the day of Pentecost, we're told that Jesus' disciples began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them or helped them. So that everyone that was there, we're told, they said this, "We can hear them speaking the wonders of God in our languages." Isn't that amazing? It was a unique miracle that happened that day, where God the Holy Spirit helped them to teach about Jesus. They were teaching the wonders of God. And that verse, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." That is the best summary, I think, of what an amazing thing God has done in Jesus. All of us are going to live forever. And we want to live forever with Jesus. And we can come to know him. And we can trust in him. And be safe in him by trusting in Jesus. But look, when that happens to you, when you know Jesus as your Savior, and when you trust him to be the King of your life, something happens. You want to tell other people about Jesus. You want to go, want to tell the world about Jesus. So think about this. Those images we saw just now. We want to tell the whole world about Jesus. We want to tell people in Europe about Jesus. We want people in our country to know about Jesus. We want people in Surrey to know about Jesus. We want people in Binscombe to know about Jesus. We want everyone around us to know about Jesus. Because he's the best news ever. So when you come to trust Jesus as your Savior, and you have him as your King in your life, and you have the Holy Spirit come to be with you and to live in your heart, that is what you want to do. Tell other people about Jesus. And it's really about this. It's saying to your friends and family, Jesus is amazing. And living a life that shows why he's so amazing. That is our prayer for you, children. It's our prayer for us as adults. We'd know and love and trust the Lord Jesus Christ.